The family of a child left on a school transportation vehicle in Louisville in August has sued the district. Superintendent Michelle Schaefer said the preschool student at North Nemechillen Elementary remained in the vehicle due to district procedures not being followed. The attorney for the family said the child was on the van for nearly 3 hours while the driver completed additional route operations. The boy, who is autistic and nonverbal, then remained in the van for an hour at the driver's home. The driver only noticed the child after a staff member said the boy had not been in school that day. The suit also says van video was either recorded over or deleted, and the only remaining version is damaged. An aide also reportedly attempted to drop off the wrong child to the boy's mom on the second day of school 2 days earlier. A Beach City man is facing punishment after pleading guilty to sex crime and child endangerment charges in Stark County Common Pleas Court. 38-year-old Victor Miller was indicted by a grand jury in March on 5 counts, including gross sexual imposition involving a child under 13, sexual imposition, and child endangering. Court records say the offenses occurred between July 2021 and last November. Miller entered a guilty plea Wednesday. Sentencing is set for next Wednesday. A Navarre woman is facing charges after leading police on a pursuit. 78-year-old Karen Kirby is accused of refusing to pull over for Lawrence Township Police Monday and continuing for about 5 miles on Route 21. She was also cited for going 90 in a 60-mile-per-hour zone. Kirby turned herself in and was arraigned Wednesday in Massillon Municipal Court. She pleaded not guilty to failure to comply and was released after posting bond. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for June 8th. Nemechillen Township trustees approved recycling of old fire department equipment Thursday, WDPN's David Schurer reports.
With the purchase of 2 new washing machines, an old washing machine, dryer, and refrigerator will be turned over to BAM Recycling, with any proceeds to be returned to the fire department. Trustees also awarded a $498,890 contract to North Star Asphalt of North Canton for road paving, renewal of the C2 storage through Synology.com at $59.99 for the year. Approval also was granted to the zoning inspector to declare 14 properties as nuisances due to high grass, debris, abandoned vehicles, some of which had all three issues.
Construction is underway on a $54 million main library in downtown Canton. Officials gathered Thursday afternoon for a groundbreaking ceremony on Market Avenue North, where the previous building was demolished earlier this year. The 70,000-square-foot hub will feature large meeting rooms, outdoor green spaces, and advanced technology. Completion is expected by the summer of 2028. Library services have moved temporarily to the former Nationwide building. A portion of I-76 westbound was closed in Portage County following a Thursday afternoon crash. The Highway Patrol says westbound lanes were blocked just west of State Route 14 in Edinburgh Township. Minor injuries were reported. A proposed 510-acre data center and power plant in Columbiana County drew dozens of residents to a public meeting Thursday night. The Zuharis Project in Yellow Creek Township promises to generate its own electricity and bring thousands of jobs to the area. WKBN-TV reports some residents are cheering the economic boom, but others at the meeting voiced concerns about the development. Company officials say there is a 90% chance the project moves forward. A man has been charged with murder following a Wednesday morning shooting on Youngstown's South Side. Police say 22-year-old Darius Smith was arrested at the scene after officers responded to the 900 block of East Dewey Avenue. A man was found shot to death inside a home on the kitchen floor. The victim's name has not been released. Smith is scheduled to be arraigned this afternoon in municipal court. An employee was injured after a handgun accidentally went off inside Thin Feather Furv Outfitters in Boardman Wednesday afternoon. Police say a customer entered the store with a loaded pistol to shop for a holster just before 3 p.m. Employees asked the man to have the weapon checked and cleared at the service desk, according to store policy. During an argument over the request, an employee took the gun and pulled the slide back twice when a round fired, shattering a glass display case. Another worker was grazed in the arm. They were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Police say the customer refused to identify himself and left the store. The incident is under investigation. The Youngstown Board of Education has approved a 2-year contract with Peterman Bus Company to handle the district's transportation services. The board voted 5-1 Thursday, with one member abstaining. The move comes before next year's high school consolidation plan. Officials say current drivers will keep their union status, retirement system, and health insurance benefits through the current contract. Several bus drivers say they're concerned the decision was made too quickly. A man who pleaded guilty to federal gun charges stemming from a fatal shooting has been sentenced. 37-year-old Sean King was given 7 years and 2 months in prison Thursday by Judge Dan Aaron Polster. Prosecutors say King and two others were seen on surveillance video with guns during the August 2025 shooting outside a convenience store on Elm Road in Warren. 31-year-old David Owens was killed and another person wounded. Rajon McElroy and Jamal Rowe pleaded guilty to firearms and ammunition charges in October and have been sentenced to prison. 23-year-old Savion Woodall is charged with killing Owens and will stand trial June 29th. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.